Stimme des Friedens.
Sautus Selam.
Golas Mira.
Barış Sesi.
Voice of Peace.
Şvido Bishma.
Vapaolen Ani.
Vadive.
Vons de la Paz.
Skavarama Fianti.
Dobacak Hangio.
Hallo ihr Lieben, ihr hört Freirad, 105.9 Großraum Innsbruck. Ich bin Sophia und das ist Voice of Peace. Voice of Peace ist eine Sendung, wo ihr verschiedene Themen könnt hören, wie Integration und Migration in Österreich und Kultur, Traditionen und ja, verschiedene Themen. Und heute moderieren mit mir Nasir Albruni und Hami Aburakiv. Hallo Boys.
Hallo. Hallo Sophia, hallo everybody.
Also meine Lieben, heute fangen wir an jetzt von der letzten Nachrichten. In Großbritannien am Donnerstag eine Richtungsentscheidung getroffen wurde bei der Parlamentswahl in Großbritannien, gestern die britische Regierungschefin Theresa May mit absoluter Mehrheit gegen Oppositionschef Jeremy Corbyn verloren hat. Unter dem Eindruck Terroranschläge war die Sicherheit im britischen Wahlkampf ein großes Thema als der Brexit. Doch der Ausgang entscheidet auch über die Richtung beim EU-Austritt. Die Briten haben bei der vorgezogenen Parlamentswahl am Donnerstag eine Richtung, also wichtige Richtungsentscheidung für den Brexit-Kurs getroffen, also Austritt aus der Europäischen Union. Und zur Erinnerung, beim Referendum am 23. Juni 2016 stimmten Briten mit fast 52% für den Austritt aus der EU. Komplizierten Verhandlungen müssen bis Ende März 2019 abgeschlossen sein. Und sonst scheidet Großbritannien ohne Vertrag oder Übergangsregelung aus der EU aus. Der Terrortreff Irans Hauptstadt Teheran, Terrorkommandos töten im Parlament und am Schrein von Revolutionsführer Khomeini zahlreiche Menschen, 12 Menschen getötet und viele weitere verletzt wurden. 2 Attentäter sprengten sich in der Luft. Der IS bekannt sich zum der also Tat. Die iranischen Revolutionsgarden verfolgen eine Theorie, dass in Tat die Amerika und Saudi-Arabien schuldig sind. Und ja, also ohne Russland geht es nicht. Wir haben was von Russland auch. Und zwar, also letzte Zeit gibt Wladimir Putin ganz oft Interviews zu US-Journalisten. Erste war die NBC-Journalistin Megyn Kelly. Und jetzt der Filmregisseur Oliver Stone, der eine Dokumentation über Wladimir Putin macht. Und ja, wir haben auch Fragen, was kann das bedeuten? Also warum plötzlich Wladimir Putin hat angefangen mit amerikanischem Publikum also Kontakt zu verbunden, ja? Ist das nicht das Versuch, sich für den Präsidentwahlkampf 2018 vorzubereiten? Warum ich diese Meinung vertrete, zum Beispiel, weil ich muss erinnern, dass, also euch erinnern, dass Wladimir Putin seit 1999 in russischer Regierung ist. Ja? Erst seine Amtszeit als Ministerpräsident war seit 1999 bis 2000. Deine erste Amtszeit als Präsident seit 2000 bis 2004. Zweite Amtszeit als Präsident seit 2004 bis 2008. Zweite Amtszeit als Ministerpräsident 2008 bis 2012. Und dritte Amtszeit als Präsident seit 7. Mai 2012. Aber jetzt kommen wir zum was sehr Lustiges. Also die Amtszeit des russischen Präsidenten war bereits 2010 für den dann zukünftigen Präsident auf 6 Jahre verlängert worden. Und also das hat Putin sicher, also definitiv absichtlich gemacht. Und jetzt, also in 2018 ist das nächste Wahlkampf und ja, also ich finde, dass meiner Meinung nach Putin denkt, dass in Russland niemand genug intelligent ist, um ein Präsident zu werden. Niemand in 150 Millionen Menschen. Also das ist ein Zeugnis von Diktatur, ja. Und ja, wir haben auch Nachrichten von Irak. Und jetzt meine Kollegin wird darüber reden. So, Hamid, bitte.
Hello everybody, hello Sophia. Today I will talk about the security situation in Iraq, because in the last few days Baghdad and another cities like Nisrin a series of bombing and violence. So everybody know now we are in Ramadan. This is like really speciality month for Muslims, but this also don't make the terrorists and the fighting groups or another militias they stop on the bombing or do something like that in Iraq and exactly with the Muslims people. So this is also, this is, you know, this like really month is very special month to make everything with religion, you know. You pray, you do it everything, you fasting Ramadan, you ask the God about like peace for all the world. We have in Islam in this month, it's not allowed to you make anything, it's like against peace, you know. It's also when you are in war, like in traditional Arabic or the traditional Islam, basic rules in Quran Kareem. In this month, when you are in war, your country in war, you know, you should stop it. Stop in this month. Because this month just for God, you know, for belief, for pray, for do something like that. But can you imagine in like this month is everybody in Iraq or in another countries, they just ask for peace. They won't like do something to come like near from God or do something good.
Do you want to say that the bad situation that right now it's in Middle East, it comes from outside?
My job is like politic journalism. I think
because,
that.
It was a lot of information about Iran right now about the Saudi Arabian and America, for example, in the terror attack in Iran. Mm-hmm. And what can you say? Do you believe in this theory or...
You know, this is like a really very difficult situation in Middle East, you know, and you can't just say something is like from one side. Mm-hmm. When you won't like speak about the situation or the security situation in Middle East, you should give whole vision about it. I think this is, we need like many hours about it, but can I say this is like, as you said, the terrorists, this come from outside, but this with the planning, you know, the everything planning and outside. But of course, it's some people, this is from inside also, because no one he can bombing or do some violence in Iraq or in Syria now and without some people from inside.
Without any support
you need,
inside.
Of course, yeah, you know, course, yeah. you need support. You need like some places you should and some people, you know, they support you and they do it what you plan.
What can you say, about Syria? I mean, about the support from Russia. Russia, of course, support Assad's regime. Yeah. And what USA and the whole Europe, of course not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can you say about this difficult situation and why Russian, like always, is fighting with USA and Europe and USA and Europe fighting with Russia?
Yeah, I think you have like very good background about Russia, you know. So it's about me. I think it's when the start this story in Syria, the war, like civilian war, or can you say what you want? But in the first time, this is like really like something's like clear. This is between Al-Assad regime with what he support him. It's like Russia and Iran and other countries, and with another groups or some people they say this like a revolution. Some people they say no, this is not like this. And this also some countries also they help them. Now after I think it's now six years, you know, after 6 years from this war, I think this is. Day after day, this is be more difficult, and I think it's now you can't say the situation is now just between Al-Assad and Russia from one side and another side, just some people against Al-Assad from inside Syria, because now it's like whole the world fighting in Syria. You know,
the whole you're right, sorry, whole world right now in Middle East. When we think about Russia, we can say definitely that Russia has lost everything in the Middle East for many years ago, and right now with the Assad regime, Russia is playing one of the important roles again there.
Yeah.
And why this is so? Because of support inside in Middle East. Do you understand? I mean, it's my opinion.
Yeah, Sophie, about me, I remember it's like a few weeks ago, our colleague Nasir Bruni, he's with us now. He has like topic about something near from what we speak about it now. You know, it's some Qatar people or Qatar persons kidnaps in Iraq,
yeah.
You know, kidnaps in Iraq. Okay, I don't want to like repeat the whole story, but can you imagine, you know, the Qatar people like kidnaps in Iraq, you know, and this fighting groups or this militia in Iraq, you know, they have like some agreement with another country, you know, with support some European countries also, you know, and with Iran to do something in Syria, you know, and after that, can they like be the people like free, you know? This like really very very difficult situation, but you know it's like Iran and Qatar, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria,
the whole Middle
France,
East.
France, you know, six countries.
Yeah,
this is make like agreement about some people this kidnaps in Iraq. So I think the situation is not about just regime with some people, against some people. Now it's like really very, 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 very difficult situation in Middle East. Now I can say in Middle East we have like crazy situation, you know, because you can't now. I think as any analysis or anyone, he has like really very good experience about politics or culture or something, he can't give some solution about it, because if you are reached to some deal or agreement with one country or with one fighting groups, you can't do the same with another one, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And I think that the whole problem, it's my opinion, in Middle East is, I mean, because of the natural resources, and because Middle East is very rich. Yeah. With natural resources. And
yeah, with petrol.
Of course, in 2005, there was a war, not just because of Saddam Hussein. Yeah, okay, but it's, I mean, it's a long story, and we can speak about this a whole hour and more, and we must do some break right now.
Yeah. Before that, I just, if you allowed to to ask, maybe we speak a little bit in Arabic about what is happening in Iraq today, and so I please. Also I will speak with Hussein Al-Tamimi about it. So, مرحبا بكم أحبتنا المستمعين. طبعا مثل ما تعرفون اليوم كانت أكو تفجيرات. أو طبعا هي يعني تواصل لسلسلة التفجيرات إذا تحدث من تقريبا أسبوع أو أكثر من أسبوع بهذا الشهر الكريم, شهر رمضان الكريم اللي مفروض يكون هو شهر محبة وسلام على الجميع, شهر اللي هو أصلا محرم بالقتال, شهر لازم نكون بي إحنا قريبين من رب العالمين, فقط نتواصل من خلال صلواتنا ودعواتنا وطلب السلام والأمن على ربع بلادنا العربية والإسلامية. طبعا اللي دا يحدث فشي جدا غريب, يعني بعد فترة من الزمن اللي هي كانت اللي كانت يعني تقريبا شبه هادئة, شبه مستقر بغداد وباقي المناطق, للأسف طبعا مع بداية شهر رمضان كان هناك تفجير بدأ في منطقة الكرادة, طبعا هي المنطقة اللي كنت أسكن بها أنا في العراق. طبعا كان تفجير يعني جدا بشع. مع تواصل أيام رمضان الكريم حدثت تفجيرات أخرى أيضا. طبعا هاي التفجيرات يعني البعض دي يشوفها أنه غريبة نوعا ما, مع أنه ماكو شيء غريب بالعراق بالتفجيرات, لكن على اعتبار أنه مرت فترة نقدر نقول فترة سلام وفترة أمن نوعا ما بغداد وباقي المناطق, لكن شهدنا خلال هذه الفترة تصاعد بأعمال العنف, تزايد بالتفجيرات, غياب نوعا ما للأمن, أنه يعني ماكو إجراءات وآليات فعالة لضبط الأمن, مع أنه معروف أنه في وضع كوضعنا الراهن المفروض تكون إجراءات دائما في وضع الطوارئ على أتم الاستعداد. طبعا اليوم احنا راح نعطيكم فقط ما حدث بعد ظهر اليوم, يعني هسه راح نعطيكم ممكن انه مع زميلنا حسين. مرحبا حسين تميم.
اهلا بك يا حميد.
طبعا حسين انا اليوم يعني فقط انت يمكن عندك اليوم حصيل عن ما حدث اليوم من تفجيرات, اذا ممكن مثلا فقط تعطي مثلا بدايه عن التفجيرات اللي صارت بجنوب بغداد, شنو الحصيله الاخيره؟
زميلي حميد, حصيله اليوم ثلاثه مدنيين اصيبوا بانفجار عبوه ناسفه جنوبي بغداد, واستشهد مواطنان ايضا في تفجير اخر جنوبي بغداد ايضا.
طيب طبعا هذا اليوم هذه فقط العبوات الناسفه اللي حدثت في جنوب بغداد. طبعا اليوم كان اكو تفجير هو ايضا هميا في منطقه في مدينه بابل.
اي نعم. اما التفجير في منطقه المسيب شمالي بابل فقد بلغت حصيلته 20 شهيدا و21 جريحا, هذه حصيله اليوم.
نعم طبعا هذه الحصيلة يعني حسين إذا يعني طبعا شكرا جزيلا على هذه الإحصائية. طبعا احنا هذه الإحصائية مستمعين الأعزاء فقط إحصائية بسيطة لما حصل اليوم. احنا طبعا ممكن هسه أيضا معانا زميلنا نصير البروني. نصير مرحبا بك.
مرحبتين يا حبيبي
نصير. يعني شنو تفسيرك اذا ممكن مثلا فشي موجز اذا تنطينا انه شنو تفسيرك اللي لحملة التفجيرات وهذه تصاعد اعمال العنف خلال الفترة الأخيرة ببغداد؟
حميد مثل ما تعرف انت اكيد متابع من يعني الوضع والشان العراقي ومتابع الى الاحداث اللي تصير بالعراق من فترة طويلة. احنا متعودين انه اول شيء انه متعودين انه كل ما تزيد الهجمه على فلول داعش يعني خصوصا في 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 نينوى وقبلها في الرمادي وبالفلوجه من كانت تصير كما تصير الهجمه عليهم هم يحاولون قدر الامكان يشتتون الانكسار اللي يمرون به ويحاولون يضربون المدنيين ويفجرون بالمناطق المدنيه. هاي واحده من الامور. الشيء الثاني انه هاي التنظيمات يعني هسه احنا لمده 10 سنين احنا نعاني من قساوتهم من تفجيراتهم من اجرامهم يعني بالعراق وبغير مكان. بس احنا نحكي على العراق لانه هو العراق يعني قريب من الاحداث. دائما يحاولون يثبتون ان هم في الاشهر الحرم الاشهر اللي هي المفروض انه تحترم هم اللي هم يريقون بالدماء ويكثرون من اراقه الدماء. يعني دائما يثبتون يعني نفسهم للآخرين إنه هم عكس الاتجاه اللي المتعارف عليه إنه إسلاميا أو بالكل يعني في يعني على عموم المجتمع الإسلامي.
شكرا جزيلا نصير. So now we go back to Sofia and Sofia I want just maybe give you like maybe give to our listeners one information about it. I think it's because now it's Nasir he give us this one info is very important. You know, the ISIS, you know, Daesh, when they lose it one place or one city in Iraq or Syria, they tried make more bombing in Baghdad mm-hmm. or in other places because they won't say okay we are here. Mm-hmm. So this is also one important point or one important reason to
was it the last month is some place that lose
yeah now Al-Mosul, you know. Okay. This is this like main city to ISIS in Iraq. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is very big city. I think the mm-hmm. second the second bigger city in Iraq. You know, now they lose it. It's like 90% from this city. Okay, thank you for all, and now go back to Sofia.
Thank you for information, and we can do some break right now, and we can listen some new song for this time.
By light makes love to
Okay. Und jetzt gehen wir weiter. Und ja, am 11. Juni ist Vatertag und ich möchte eine kleine Information darüber durchlesen. In Österreich versteht man unter dem Vatertag den zweiten Sonntag im Juni, der analog zum Muttertag einen Anlass zum Kauf von Blumen und kleinen Geschenken bieten soll. Der Vatertag wurde in Österreich erstmals in 1955 gefeiert und wird immer stärker wahrgenommen. Also zum Beispiel in 2009 erreichte der Vatertag in Österreich mit 108 Millionen Euro bereits zwei Drittel der Muttertagsumsätze. Und ich möchte also eine kleine Diskussion darüber mit meine Kollegen machen und ja, wir fangen jetzt dann reden auf Englisch und erste meine Frage, the first question is to you, Hamid.
Yeah.
Is it any day, any Father Day in Iraq? Something like this?
You know, in Iraq, I think it's everything to women also. it's like in Europe, you know. It's like special special day to father. We don't have, mm-hmm. But of course, you know, the father, he's like one of important person in our life. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's all the time or many time we focus with our mothers, because you know this is everything about love, about because she cover about us when we make some mistake, you know, when we was child, she also she give us what we want. She's not like the father, because the father is all the time, it's not all the time, but it's many time he's like the strong person in family, mm-hmm. because his personality like this, or he should be like this.
Yeah, I understand.
But
you.
Yeah, but the mother all the time, because she with us in home, exactly in Iraq or the Middle East, maybe if. If she works, she don't work like my father or your mm-hmm. father or mm-hmm. any another father. She's like she works like a little bit, maybe it's like more or less hours. So it's normally we have contact or connection with our mothers it's more than on our father, but. Maybe if you ask me about how your relation or which kind of relation you have with your father,
mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah,
and which kind of relationship has you yeah. with your father?
With my father, I think it's we have like half-half, you know.
Okay,
because we are. Can I say we are as a friend,
mm-hmm.
or we deal like that? But sometime we are a friend for 10 days, and we are not a friend for 1 month.
Okay.
Because you know, yeah. Because all the time we have like discussion, you know. And sometimes I have my vision, he has his vision, and of course, sometime. He didn't accept what I said, but in the end, I think we will be again as a friend. But of course, to me, maybe this is like a little bit maybe strange to another people, but I think my father to me is like he's my father, my friend. My colleague, And sometimes, not all the time, sometimes, of course, when I miss him, I missed him more than on my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. And I remember one time when Asu, our colleague Nasir Rooney, he spoke about the father. I think we are all or many persons here in studio, we are cry because, you know, in the end, maybe to me this is difficult to show to my father how much I like him or I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, in my side, I love him too much.
I mean, it's beautiful. I understand you. And my second question is to you, Nasir, about the Father Day. Hamid told me, there is a no Father Day in Iraq, but. Is it there any men's day? Is it, for example, in Russia, there is a women's day and there is a men's day, 23 of February.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can you say? Is it also
no, I don't know.
No men's day?
No man's day in Iraq. I don't...
But definitely Mother's Day.
Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Okay. What can you say about the relationship between the kids and fathers in Iraq? I mean, in general. And
can I say, Sophia, in general, in Iraq, you also have maybe all the too many families. Can I say like this word is in Iraq? The father in my family is father like mind,
mm-hmm.
and mother is heart,
okay.
and they are make mixed together because my father he's control everything, his work, his control, he's looking for future for everything, and his work hard to prepare everything for the family, and also my mother the same, but in a different way. He's care about house, he's care too many about kids, about what we are prepare, what we are eating, how we are thinking. Someone he's sad, he's be close with him. Someone it's like sick or something like that. It's like that. Can I give for my mother like heart and for my mother like mind? It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's so, very interesting.
What about you, Sophia? Can you tell us your story?
Such like for 99% of all of girls, my father is my, I don't know how am I supposed to say this, ideal of icon of a man. And I can just not say there isn't not enough the words to explain how am I respect my father and how I love my father, but the same place in my heart has my mother also, because the both are my relatives, and we are humans, and for us, for all of us, our family is everything. And I hope that for all of us in the whole world, our world, all of nations will be like a family also. Do you understand? Because we are same, you know. I don't see any difference. I'm Christian, you are Muslim, but we have no problem with it, because please, my religion don't say me that I must not respect you, and your also, and all of these conflicts, it's not about religion. It's about the big politic and geopolitic in world. And I hope that it will be one time. It comes sometime. I mean, some century, for example, not the 21st century or 22 or something like this, when all of people in the world will believe in peace.
Sophia, about humanity and about we are as a family in the world, we have in Islam or also in Iraq, you know, we have like a great person, you know, we call Al-Imam Ali. Mm-hmm. Al-Imam Ali, he said, you know, the person he not a brother to you in religion, he's like the similar to you in create. Mm-hmm. You know?
Okay.
So this is meaning we are, in the end, we are all, like you said, we are all like
same.
The same. Mm-hmm. We are human. Yeah. We should behave it as a family. And now I think this will like develop technology and with internet.
Yeah, you are right.
Yeah,
because
you know,
if we believe
as a family.
If we believe, for example, of the 21st century's archaeology, and we can say that there is no religion, and we yeah. are all from. I don't yeah. want to say yeah, because yeah, it's just very difficult for me to speak about the racism and yeah. about the situation between. The two most big religion in our world,
yeah, yeah?
And the fight between this religion is not first begun in 21st century. Of
yeah.
course, we know about this.
Thank you.
beautiful song, and I want to say some sorry about some technical problems. It was my fault. Yeah, Nasir, you want to talk about Qatar?
Yeah.
And you want to talk in Arabic, and
yeah,
you
yeah.
have some information.
Yes, yeah. I will talk about
so please.
About the situation that happened with Qatar and Saudi Arabia now, and all the Saudi Arabia and Dubai and Kuwait, and have some fight together, but it's not fight about, I mean, political side. I will talk about that, and I will talk about the geopolitics in Middle East, and what happened. It's like a firewall is come from country, another country, another country. It's like that. It's begun in Iraq, and after that in Syria, and become little bit now in Yemen, Qatar, and with relation with Iran, Turkish, and Russia, and the USA, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's very interesting, so please.
مساء المحبة مستمعينا الكرام. أكيد يعني خلال هاي الأسابيع الأسبوعين اللي مرن إنه الكل انتبه إلى موضوع اللي صار مقاطعة قطر ويعني من قبل السعودية العربية من قبل مجلس التعاون الخليجي وقطع العلاقات ومع ذلك إنه حتى إنه قطع يعني أشبه بالحصار إنه اللي حصار الاقتصادي اللي صار على قطر. حبيت بس أنوه يعني للموضوع وأريد أبحثه من يعني فد بحث بسيط من 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 جوانب أخرى يعني بعيد عن الأحداث الآنية اللي إحنا بيها هسه. بداية البحث والمادة راح أطرحها هسه هي أكاديمية أقرب من عدها إلى الإعلامية, فما أعرف إنه أتمنى إنه تنال إعجابكم. أحبتي, الدول تقسم إلى أربع أقسام. يعني الدول تقسم إلى بالعرف السياسي أو مثل ما يقولون الجيوبوليتيك, إنه علاقة الجغرافيا بالسياسة, تقسم إلى أربع أقسام. هي دول قوية قانعة, ودول قوية غير قانعة, ودول ضعيفة قانعة, ودول ضعيفة غير قانعة. أسعدنا ذني الأربعة أقسام اللي هي القوية القانعة وقوية غير قانعة. إذا أريد فالتوضيح, أنا أعرف أنه المصطلح شوية جاف. توضيح الدول القوية القانعة اللي هي اللي نعتبرها أنه الدول اللي اصطلاحا يصطلح عليها الدول العظمى. مثال على الدول القوية القانعة مثل فرنسا, خلنا نقول, أو مثل ألمانيا, أو مثلا الصين. هاي الدول تمتلك قوة اقتصادية, عسكرية, علمية, تكنولوجية, وتمتلك يعني مواصفات الدولة القوية. مع ذلك هي قانعة, يعني قانعة بقوتها, ما تريد تتمدد, ما تريد تأخذ أكثر. يعني هي مجرد أن تريد تحافظ على المكانة اللي هي بي. واللي ملاحظ على هاي الدول أنه دائما تسعى إلى الحل السلمي. فإذا تلاحظون أنه أكثر المبادرات السلمية الحل النزاعات تطلع يعني دائما تتبناها هاي الدول, لأنه ما تريد تدخل بنزاعات, لأنه ما تريد هي أكثر من اللي هي به. الدول القوية الغير قانعة هي على رأسها الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية. دولة قوية عندها باور, عندها قوة, تشعر بالتفوق على كل الدول الأخرى, وغير قانعة بقوتها, تريد تتمدد, تريد إنه تسيطر على, يعني هو هذا يعني السعي الحاد للسيطرة على كل الموارد القوة اللي موجودة يعني خلينا نقول إنه موجودة على الكرة الأرضية. فش لاحظ إنه عندها مشكلة في بحر الصين, ونفس الوقت هي داخلة بالميدل إيست, هي نفس الوقت إنه هي مسيطرة لها يعني شأن في ليبيا, بأفريقيا, بأمريكا اللاتينية, بالمكسيك, مع كوبا, مع فنزويلا, مع كل ذي الدول. هاي راح تظل على هالأساس هذا, إنه هي دولة قوية غير قانعة. انضافت لها بالآونة الأخيرة روسيا, بعد ما يعني هالفترة الطويلة اللي سيطر بيها بوتين على روسيا, وعلى على القرار السياسي في القرار السياسي في روسيا، فتلاحظ انه بدت انه بالضبط انه روسيا دوله غير يعني بدت غير قانعه بامكانياتها لانه تريد تاخذ بعد، فنلاحظ انه تدخلها في اكثر من ملف وعلى راسها الملف السوري اللي هاي كمقدمه. الدوله القويه، الدوله الضعيفه الغير قانعه اللي هي مورد البحث اللي هي قطر، دوله ضعيفه ما تمتلك مواصفات دولة، لا عندها انه عمق استراتيجي، لا عندها منفذ، لا عندها استقلالية اقتصادية، ولا عندها يعني ما عندها مقاومات الدولة اللي نقول عليها انه دولة بمعنى المستوى الاقليمي، ومع ذلك انه هي غير قانعة بهذا الحجم مالتها وتحاول انه تتمدد وتحاول انه تأثر بالمعادلة بالمنطقة. فنلاحظ أنه تدخلها بسوريا، تدخلها بالملف الفلسطيني، تدخلها بملفات أخرى على المستوى السياسي من ناحية، يعني على المستوى السياسي أنه فعالية قطر فعالية بصراحة أنه تثير الاهتمام، يمكن يعني نفرد لها فد حلقة من الحلقات أنه أناقشها، أنه هي أعتقد أنه قطر هي من أكثر الدول يعني اللي الخليجية عندها رصانة سياسية، يعني عندها وعي سياسي بالمستوى المطلوب. وراح أعطيكم فد بسيطة يعني دليل بسيط إنه على قطر شلون عندها يعني إنه حراك سياسي ووعي سياسي بالمنطقة. بالضبط إنه شوف إن بس أعطيكم هاي وراح نكمل إن شاء الله إنه بالحلقات القادمة إنه راح أعطي أكثر الأمور على مثال إنه قطر تمتلك علاقات اقتصادية انه متطورة وناشطة مع ايران، مع ذلك انه هي تختلف معها بالملف السوري وعندها مشاكل مع ايران في ملف سوريا وتمويل وتجنيد يعني كثيرا من الفصائل المسلحة. قطر تمتلك علاقات اقتصادية وعلاقات سياسية يمكن أن اقول عليها من الافضل العلاقات مع إسرائيل بالوطن يعني بالنسبة للدول العربية ودول الخليجية، ومع ذلك قطر هي الداعم الأول لحماس واللي هي الجهة اللي العدوة والرئيسية، يعني خلينا نقول إنه باتجاه يعني نقول يعني باتجاه إسرائيل. هاي من ضمن بعض يعني بعض نقاط اللي أشرت لها سياسيا. يعني اخوتي يعني هاي بس انه حبيت اكون هاي بدايه بحث راح ان شاء الله انه يتطور وينفتح يعني ونكون اكثر دقه بالحلقات القادمه لانه لا يسعني انه ضيق الوقت، مضطر انه اودعكم بهاي الحلقه وان شاء الله انه الحلقات القادمه راح نكون بيها باكثر وقت عندنا واكثر سعه واكثر تحضير للماده. اودعكم عمل لقاء بكم على الخير والبركة، نلتقي معكم نصير البروني.
Thank you, Nasir. And yeah, Hamid, you have some news for our listeners.
The first thing I want is like now Nasir he spoke about is as we say this like really very difficult situation in Middle East with everything, with the security, with the politics, with everything. But I think it's as we have like good news. Mm-hmm. Because in the 23rd of June we have a special show to Voice of Peace. We will do that in Dinner Club. Mm-hmm. And maybe we invite our listener to join to us. Yeah. And register in the website, maybe in Dinner Club, if you they like it, join to us. And we will cook some steak, really very special traditional food from around the world, you know.
Yeah, of course.
From Georgian steak,
and from Iraq,
Syrian, Afghan, Iran.
Yeah.
I think from another thing. From another.
Something from Austria also. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right.
And from Egypt.
23 of June. Please remember. And I mean, you're welcome.
Yeah.
If you want to join us.
Yeah.
Okay, we reached our show today. Hope you enjoy. Today worked for you Nasir Albrouni, Hamid Aburagiv, and me, Sofia Darsania. And at the technique was Hussein Altamimi. So we saying you goodbye. And right now, we... gives you something to listen